Welcome to the planetarium. Welcome to the universe.
A handful of people in Grand Haven, Michigan are getting their first look at the newly renovated planetarium at White Pines Middle School.
What is up there? A question we have asked for countless millennia.
This isn't a huge cavernous dome like you'd find at the Science Museum. Instead, think miniature planetarium. The dome is about 25 feet wide, and there are three rows of seats around one of those classic barbell-shaped star projectors.
Well, we call it the Room of Big Eyes.
Paul Greinke is the planetarium director.
Because when the little kids come in here, that's what happens. Their eyes get really, really, really big.
In education, big eyes mean kids are paying attention. That's why in the 1960s, planetariums were the tool for teaching science. This planetarium, like hundreds of school planetariums across the nation, was built with money from the federal government.
This planetarium was constructed as part of a National Defense Fund program that was set in place right after Sputnik was launched. The government was really interested in teaching United States children how to recognize stars and Soviet ICBMs and Sputnik and other things in the sky.
Contact light. Okay, engine stop. ATA at a descent.
The hope was the planetariums would help overcome a perceived gap in science understanding between students in the U.S. and the Soviet Union. And for a while it worked, but eventually the lights went out in many school planetariums, including this one, because of budget cuts and broken equipment.
Many of them become storerooms, or I just heard that one of them was a smoking lounge for teachers, and because people don't understand how to use them or when to use them or where to use them, then they just fall into disrepair or disuse or misuse.
But for many years, Mike Shelton, the White Pines assistant principal, harbored a secret goal.
I taught science at the elementary level, and I had decided that if I ever came into a position where I could do something, I would get this planetarium back up and running.
The problem was money, and the answer was a lawsuit settlement over special education funding. Michigan schools have wide latitude in how to spend the windfall. This school thought about using the settlement money on a computer network, a greenhouse, and other projects. But in the end, they made a controversial decision to use the money to renovate the planetarium. They found one of the few people who knew how to repair their classic star projector, and they put in state-of-the-art audio and video systems.
Curiosity, always driving us on to a more complete understanding of our universe.
Shelton says standardized testing and other curriculum reforms mean there's more emphasis on science and astronomy in middle school. He says the planetarium captures kids' attention like no book or computer program can.
I remember walking into a planetarium and actually seeing a show. I can still remember some of the things from that presentation and how amazed I was.
From the airless craters of Mercury to the hellish thick atmosphere of Venus.
It could be novelty. It could be that it was so different than what has been normally presented, how information was presented to me, that's caught my attention. And since we have that here, I thought, what an opportunity for these students.
And with a little creativity, the planetarium can be used for teaching other subjects. The sound system makes it good for music classes, and a dome full of stars is a good environment for poetry writing.
Our first small steps have led us to the moon and onward to the planets.
The planetarium may be a Sputnik-era relic, but the shows here aren't. The school will be using the latest star show multimedia extravaganzas produced by the big planetariums in Chicago and Minneapolis. They'll also be writing some of their own. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Tamar Charney.